Today, August 1st, is the feast day of the great St. Alphonsus de Liguori, bishop and doctor of the church. He lived to be 91 years of age. St. Alphonsus was born in the region of Naples in the year 1696 into a very wealthy and prestigious family, the Liguori family. His father was an officer in the Royal Navy. He was baptized Alphonsus, Mary, Anthony, John, Francis, Cosmas, Damien, Michael, Caspar. But they called him Big Al for short. They called him Alphonsus for short. He was a genius. He began studying law at the age of 13. He got his double doctorate in canon law and civil law at the age of 16. He practiced law for about 10 years, but became disillusioned with the corruption within the court system. So he decided, with God's grace, to become a priest. And so he entered the secular priesthood, the diocesan priesthood, and began to do missions and hear confessions and preach. He was noted for being very friendly, very kind, quiet sense of humor, a wonderful musician and poet and writer of hymns. He was very good in the confessional, very kind to sinners. That was one of his hallmarks, was he was so merciful to sinners. And because of that, was able to bring a lot of people back to the Lord and back to the church. He had to combat the Jansenism of the day, which was a very rigorous and strict heresy. And so by promoting the mercy of God and the tender love of Christ and the fact that Jesus was our Redeemer and our Savior, he promoted God's love and mercy for the penitent sinner. Eventually, the Lord would use him to found the Order of the Redeemer called the Redemptorists. So he is the founder of the Redemptorist Order. And primarily to give retreats and missions in the country, out in the rural areas. And there was great challenges and difficulties in starting this religious order, but he persevered with God's grace. At the age of 66, he was chosen to be a bishop, which he tried to refuse, but the Holy Father made him accept this, becoming a bishop. And during his time as bishop, he continued to reform his diocese, the priests, teaching them how to preach, helping them hear confessions properly. He reformed the seminaries and was able to continue his writing. He would write books, volumes of moral theology. In fact, he's a patron saint of confessors and moral theologians. His three-volume set on moral theology was used for the next, 300 or 400 years in the seminaries. In, for example, one of his books on moral theology, he quoted over 800 authors and had over 10,000 references to Scripture and the fathers and the doctors of the church. He was certainly a brilliant man. By the time he was 80, he had terrible sufferings physically, arthritis, osteoporosis. He was badly stooped and bent over. In fact, he had a little wound in his chest where his chin would always be rubbing against his chest. So he was quite old and crippled. He became deaf, lost most of his sight. There were difficulties and problems in his order. One occasion, they made him sign a document which excluded him from his own order. Eventually, things were straightened out. He experienced the dark night of the soul for the really last 18 months of his life, experienced tremendous temptations against the virtue of faith. He dealt with fears and scrupulosity. So he went through a great deal of suffering in his advanced age, but the Lord also gave him special joy and ecstasies as well before his death at the age of 90. So he was beatified in 1816, canonized in 1839, and declared a doctor of the church in 1871. In 1950, he was declared the patron saint of moral theologians and confessors. So a huge number of writings, over 16 volumes. His book on the Blessed Mother, The Glories of Mary, is probably the second best book ever written on the Blessed Mother after de Montfort's True Devotion to Mary. He wrote a book on the Blessed Sacrament, on religious life, on the infancy of Christ. So if you ever get a chance to read the writings of St. Alphonsus of Glory, you'll be truly impressed. Every page is filled with scripture and quotations from the saints, the fathers, and doctors of the church. He's again a brilliant man, and his two great loves were the Blessed Sacrament and our Blessed Mother. So again, what a wonderful saint we honor today, and we ask him now to intercede for us. I'll give you a blessing with the relic of the great Saint Alphonsus Liguori. I encourage you to venerate it after Mass in the back of church. You can venerate it by kissing the relic or blessing yourself with the relic and then wiping off the relic with the cloth that will be in the back. Through the intercession of Saint Alphonsus Liguori, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, patron saint of moral theologians and confessors, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.